This episode is brought to you by Canadip CBD, a great-tasting, superior alternative to traditional dip using CBD in a way that is radical, enjoyable, and effective. All flavor, no tobacco, and no nicotine pouches are spit-free. It comes in 5 core flavors, wintergreen, mint, citrus, mango, and American spice. It's crafted and manufactured in California, the heart of the cannabis industry. You can find the link to get 20% off in the description of this show.
Pesca Report is sponsored by High and Happy Catering out of Springfield, Massachusetts. Their chef, Michael Best, can cook anything you want with or without being infused with cannabis. Check out some of what they make on their Instagram at High and Happy Catering or call them at 413-785-8999. You'll be happy you did.
Welcome to the Pesky Report, a podcast for Red Sox fans.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Pesky Report. This is episode number 129, brought to you by Belly Up Sports Media. My name is Brad Chandler. With me tonight, I have Brady and Doink. How are we doing today?
You know, today's a very special day for me to see my boy Sean.
So fucking good.
Did you see
the so much better than I thought I was going to be at the start of today.
Dude, the fact that the game started off with a home run.
Yeah, I was like, it's over.
Yeah, you're like, oh, here comes this shit again.
I had war flashbacks in the first inning. I was like, no, it's happening again.
I swear to God, every time like Obi says something, he's like, oh, he's had 24 leadoff home runs. And it's like, oh, thanks, dickhead.
Maybe here he goes. Next time.
9 pitch at bat. Fucking, and he hits a home run to start off the game. Holy shit. So if you don't know what we're talking about, we are talking about Nick Pivetta just finished shoving his dick down the Houston Astros' throat, and he went 9 innings, gave up 2 hits, and 1 run. Holy shit, dude. Holy shit. Like, I know I haven't really been saying anything great about Pivetta in, like, past few episodes, but holy shit did he shove tonight.
It's fucking awesome. No, I mean, it's like if someone told you on Friday, oh, okay, so Evaldi's pitching, on Tuesday, and Nicky's pitching on Wednesday. One of them's gonna give up 5 home runs in an inning. The other one's gonna go 9 with 2 hits. Who's gonna be who?
You would think Evaldi was gonna do the 9. Right?
Exactly. I'm like stoked because I'm not worried about Nate. So now I just get to be happy for, oh my God, it's great.
Yeah. And so I feel the same way about Nate. Like, all right, it sucks. It's a little worrisome. You know, he gave up 15 home runs all year last year. And so far this year, he's given up 14. So it's a little bit, you know, something to be worried about. Like, what's going on? Is he tipping his pitches? Yada, yada, yada. But it's literally, you know, it's awesome to see that Pivetta has thrown his second complete game. Mm-hmm. And this is also the first complete game that a starting pitcher for the Red Sox has thrown since Chris Sale against the Royals in 2019.
Listen,
that's a thing.
All you all
who hasn't actually who's only pitched, what was it, 45 innings in the past 3 years?
God.
I try to tell you a little about my soulmate, Nicky P. I try to let you know who he was on the inside and the outside. And I can tell you that there's a lot more in there, right? You're going to see this motherfucker is going to settle in. Consistency is still an issue, right? Not going to say anything. But
not
when
tonight.
The weather,
not tonight.
No,
not tonight.
You're
gonna, he didn't walk one person.
He didn't walk
tonight.
Anybody.
Nah, he's strong. Okay, you're gonna see right now. You're seeing a star slowly start to be born. We saw it in October last year. Yeah. Now we're continuing. Now this boy can throw.
Nick Pivetta All-Star campaign.
Nick Pivetta Sex God campaign.
He went from
all of
a
the
10,
above. I think
he went from a 10 ERA. Cy Young.
I don't know. I think we might be able to book Nick Pivetta being an All-Star.
He went from having a 10 ERA.
That
to
would be
now he has a 4.22 ERA.
That's not even shaving his ERA. He's straight up like breaking chunks
up.
Off of it.
Yeah,
butcher.
He's just like hacking at it with a machete.
I don't like those.
He's like, I'm gonna give you fucking clowns like an idea. I'm gonna just not pitch good for the first couple games. I'm gonna pitch like shit. I'm gonna let you idiots get fucking, you know, blow my ERA up to 10, and then by the end of the season is gonna be down to like a 2. I will fucking die on that hill.
That is hard. That is so hard to shave 6 runs off your ERA that quickly.
Yeah, but today's game alone fucking just like helped shave like most of that off. And his last game, go ahead, Brady. You look like you have something to say.
His last 3 starts, okay? May 7th, 6 innings, 5 hits, no runs, no walks, 8 Ks against the White Sox. May 13th, 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. Tonight, 9 innings, 2 hits, 1 earned run, no walks, 8 strikeouts.
So what you're saying is he has walked one batter in the last 3 games?
Stingy. That's what we call it, stingy.
Yeah. 9 fucking innings. Mm-hmm. I'm also shout out to Cora for like letting him go back out there.
Yeah, definitely. So.
Huge fucking props to my manager. Yes.
Good call, Doink. Good call.
Like, who does that?
He does.
Dave Roberts doesn't do that shit. Dave Roberts doesn't do that when you're perfect.
Oh, I love Dave Roberts.
But he doesn't do it.
You're
and now
not
who's
wrong?
On the injured list?
Not Dave Roberts.
Fucking, what's his face is, though?
What's his face?
Wait, what was the question? I didn't hear you.
That he comes from the... I get all those Dodgers pictures mixed up in my head.
Kershaw?
Yeah, isn't he going on the IL?
Is he?
I'm pretty sure he is.
Can we just call it the DL? Like, can we go back?
Maybe it's the DL.
Thank you.
Sorry.
It can be now.
Yeah, he's still experiencing soreness.
Well, anyways.
I don't know if they put him on the IL.
Should have let him have his
game. Yeah, they said Kershaw's planned bullpen session is unlikely.
Gotta let him have
that
game.
That was last night.
No. Dave Roberts cannot make a wrong decision. He's helped the Red Sox win multiple
Neither
World
can
series.
Alex Cora.
That I agree with. That checks out. Absolutely.
That checks out. No, we love Dave Roberts here.
Folks. I gotta say, I think
I like Dave Roberts from 2004.
Exactly.
As a manager for the
Dodgers.
I think his
coaching abilities may have taken a little bit of a hit in the last
2018.
Years.
I love my Dave Roberts of 2018. Don't you take that away. Remember when he pulled that Rich Hill?
No,
when Rich Hill was just mowing him the fuck down. He's a Red Sox for life.
Mm-hmm. I remember that, dude. I was like, why are they taking him out? Like, I don't care that they're taking him out, but holy shit, this dude was shoving.
Oh, he was just mowing him down. And
Dick Mountain was in full erect.
Oh, yeah. He was like, easy, honey. Daddy just had some Viagra. And they're like, Dick Mountain, please don't hurt him. And he was just mowing him down. And Dave was like, you know what? We're going to pull you.
We're going to pull you out.
Yep. And there's
we're
like,
we're going to pull out.
He's like, dude, I have like 51 pitches. Like, I'm good. He's like, mm-mm. You know, the bullpen that we don't have that's not really good? We're going to that.
Yeah. And then Mitch Moreland fucking immediately hits a fucking home run that's still up in the air.
God, I love Mitch Moreland. I really do.
Oh, man.
He's a good man. Now, listen, you know, we have something going on right now. We don't have we can't call it a winning streak yet, right?
Because we don't have a winning streak.
We have a series winning streak.
We do. And we actually have won our first series against a really good team. because you got to admit the Astros are a really good team.
Yep.
So
we halted their momentum a little bit. That's kind of all you can ask for.
Sure did. Yep.
This is great. I mean, other than yesterday, but
yep, yesterday
that was a lot of momentum.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm glad I took a nap before I woke up. Like I took a nap, and then I woke up.
How old are you,
bro? Waking
up naps are great.
4 o'clock in the morning and staying up until 10 o'clock at night watching a game. Like I tried to stay up for the rain delay game, and we'll talk about how terrible the rain delays are. Because God, that was fucking awful. I mean, the game ended on a beautiful note, but it's just like there was no way I was staying up. There was absolutely no fucking way. I watched the clips the next morning as soon as I woke up. I pulled my phone off and I was like, holy shit, they won.
Can I just ask you guys, how do you feel about Cora saying that, you know, the rotation now looks the way they want it to look with Whitlock in there and Houck now in the pen, but Houck not thinking about using him as a traditional closer? Do you feel like, hey, let's give him a shot? Like, what do you feel about that?
I'll let you go first, Doink.
Well, first, like, with as far as keeping the rotation set, not stoked that Garrett's staying there, but happy that he's staying somewhere.
Okay.
Is Cora trying to grow the fucking beard back?
I think he's just kind of like, yeah.
I think he's like kind of, yeah.
But Nikki with the beard.
Oh,
getting
my
hotter,
God. Oh,
getting
yeah.
Better.
Yeah, definitely.
It's good. I think the facial hair might carry a little bit more weight.
It sure does.
Him, sure Bobby does. With the mustache.
Bobby with the stash. Ooh. But Tanner Houck in the bullpen, I don't know. He looks worse and he's got to figure that out. So maybe I get it, not putting him in the closer until he maybe figures out how to come out harder out of the bullpen.
So I think I actually mentioned this on Sunday's episode. I said that I believe it was Sunday. Maybe I was just thinking it. But I'm not a fan of Houck in the pen because he just doesn't look like he has it.
No.
It doesn't, you know, he's all over the place. I don't know. As a closer, no. Not right now. He's got to figure out what he's doing.
I wonder why they don't like warm him up longer. Cause he clearly like needs a second to get comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like he just needs more time before he can't be the first guy out.
I mean, it definitely looks like they wanted to flip flop, you know, Whitlock, you know, more pitches, Houck out of the pen to be the, you know, the length guy. I really do like, listen, it's not what I love, but at this point, give me Strom, give me Robles in the eighth and ninth. Somehow, if you know, you want to throw in Schreiber in there too, between the three of them, mm-hmm. I'm not sure if a real legit closer is going to emerge from that group, but I'm okay with that for right where we are today.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, I think we're kind of looking at it. We're overlooking one person. Should Schreiber be the closer?
I don't think that would be the move over Strom, only because of like Cora's whole deal with seniority and, you know, having his guys. I feel like Schreiber's he's just the new kid, but like we're fucking blessed to have him in the bullpen. Mm-hmm. I would trust him in that spot, but I don't know if that's going to happen over Strom.
I think we're starting to see like some actual late inning assignments, right? You know, not that they're perfectly defined, but we know when we get in a close game in the eighth or ninth inning, we know we're going to see some combination of Schreiber, Strom, and Robles. Like that's,
Robles on Monday.
Yeah, I think that's what we're looking at. And then it's kind of like every fucking buddy else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I absolutely love what Brandon said. He goes, Red Sox are undefeated when the starter goes 9.
That checks out.
That's a fact.
Check out. So Pete Abraham also made a tweet. A pitcher threw a complete game and time of game was 2 hours and 38 minutes. And that was a game that Luis Garcia started.
I can't believe it.
Imagine
it was under 3 hours. That's insane.
Imagine how short that game, how much shorter that game would be if that fucking lunatic was not pitching.
We were lucky to kind of jump on him almost every inning and have a guy on base pretty quickly so that he had to stop, which I was thankful for. I feel like he didn't get a lot of chances to rock the baby like he wanted to. That.
Yeah, he definitely did. And
I felt like we were pretty good. That was a good strategy. Speed up the game, get guys on base so that he can't do that shit because it's so annoying.
It's got to be such a motivator for the other team's offense too, to be like,
I counted how long do you think it takes him once he's set to pitch?
It's like, gotta be over 9 seconds.
All right, it's about 6 to 7 seconds. I counted myself. So
that's insane.
Yeah, that's just nuts. There was a tweet out that somebody posted, I don't know who it was, but the amount of time that it took him to, you know, do his motion and whatnot before he got the ball to Maldonado, Byron Buxton already ran around the entire,
if it takes him 7 seconds and he's throwing, like, let's say he is lucky enough to go 100 pitches, that's 11 and a half minutes just of windup.
Oh, God, who has time for that?
Nobody. I'm so glad we knocked him out kind of early.
I hate that guy. I absolutely cannot stand
him. I was dreading this game.
Imagine, you know, shout out to our friends that are Astros fans and whatnot, but I could not picture watching that.
How do you root for that?
Yeah, like, it's probably the most annoying fucking pitch. Like, oh, fuck you, dude.
My biggest, like, pitching pet peeve is grunting, and I put up with two grunters on my starting rotation very fondly, and I don't think I could tolerate the baby rocking.
Who are your two grunters?
Nate and Waka.
Oh, he'll definitely fucking
grunt. Oh, and Hill. Waka grunts. Oh, so I got three grunters. Damn.
Waka's probably going to make his return. Was it Friday? I think it's Friday.
Friday.
I'm like pretty pumped for that.
Yeah.
I kind of have to. Like, I was really fucking not right. Now, granted, we can't say it's early for Trevor Story, but then, like, go crazy over the same amount of time for Waka. But I'm going to say right now, if he just does this for, like, another month and a half, he's got it.
Yeah, that's the guy.
I absolutely love it when you're just like, yeah, I was wrong. What?
You don't hear that? What the?
What, are you hearing something?
Dude, I had something. I just like tapped into some fucking frequency.
That was some weird. The FBI is listening to you.
Oh, I was like, uh-oh. Black Hawk down. Sorry about that. Sick. Yeah, I was wrong, Mr. Waka. I was.
As of right now, you
as of right now, is really wrong. But Trevor Story does love to strike out, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's.
Enjoys it.
It's getting old.
Does he lead the league in strikeouts? Or like,
no way.
Is he up there, though?
He's probably in the percentiles.
Top
but, you know.
Five?
I want to know
top five.
Maybe. I'd say like 11.
I need to know. Brett,
I know. I am working on it.
And he has looked a lot better.
He's having better at-bats.
But God, he loves to strike out. I'm not going to knock him.
He's doing it. He's under the Memorial Day deadline. We can talk about the home run that he hit because
we're going to talk about game one. I actually want to move on and start talking about the games as they went on and whatnot.
Let's break 10 looks safe, by the way. Let's break 10 looks really safe.
Let's break 10.
Let's break 10 is never going to happen.
Oh God.
It's so we have to put Wong in there just in case. Like, we have to give like an extra shove in there. Like,
at this point, yes.
Let's break 10 and we'll put Trevor Story's like three in there that he'll end up having in the next month and a half. In the first game, we had Whitlock versus Odorizzi, and we'll talk about the Odorizzi injury, which was fucking awful to see. Too bad it wasn't, you know, Jose Altuve. Sorry, I don't really mean that.
What the fuck was that for?
I don't really mean that. Oh, really? I don't ever wish an injury on a player. I was just joking, people. Come on. Calm the fuck down.
It's funny.
Whitlock went five innings. He gave up two runs, three hits. Two of the runs were earned. He walked two and he struck out three. He didn't look his best, to say the least. He still looked good. He gave up a home run. That home run, who was that to? He gave up the home run to
McCormick. Was that Chaz McCormick? Yeah,
it was McCormick. It was in the fifth inning. It was a solo shot. I'm fine with that. You know, whatever. It sucks. But, yeah, and then Oda Rizzi went five innings, gave up three hits, two runs, one of them earned, a walk, and four strikeouts. Oda Rizzi went to go back up first base because there was a ball that was hit over to first base that Yuli Gurriel had, and he just fell.
Face down. It was scary.
Like, when it happened, it was literally like, well, what in the fuck just happened? Like, what are we doing? What's going on? Why are you on the ground? And then, like, you see him, like, I didn't have the sound on. I don't remember why, but I didn't have the sound on. I didn't know what was going on. I was like, well, what the fuck's going on? And finding out that he had an injury. Was it an actual injury? Or was it, like...
I think they're still evaluating. I'm not sure if they have, like, a... thing. He said that he felt a really loud pop. That's and it was on his planting foot, but he also is saying that he's like fine. Yeah. He's like, don't worry, I'll be okay. And I'm like, I don't know.
So the MRI on the leg shows some damage, but not to the Achilles. Here's according to ESPN. It says Houston Astros pitcher Jake Oda Rizzi says an MRI on his left leg showed damage that will sideline him for an indefinite period. But he added he felt fortunate an injury at Fenway Park this week wasn't worse. Oda Rizzi heard a pop in his left ankle during Monday night's start against Boston that caused him to collapse after throwing a pitch. The 32-year-old right-hander feared a serious setback with the Achilles tendon, and that's what his face was. Like, that's how his face was, like, it was giving us.
Oh, that he was. He
looked really
lifeless. It was heartbreaking.
It really was.
I felt so bad.
Oda Rizzi was stretchered off the field in the fifth inning of the 6-3 loss after the injury, and was put on the 15-day IL Tuesday. Right-hander Seth Martinez was recalled for AAA. Blah blah blah. Oda Rizzi said an MRI revealed some damage to tendons and ligaments, but not the Achilles tendon. He said the current plan calls for pain management, rehab to improve range of motion, and strengthening. There's no set timeline for his return. And he said that he thinks the stretcher made it worse than it actually was.
Yep. No heart, sissy. Confirmed. Pitch through it.
Damn. No patience.
I'm sitting here talking shit about fucking wishing Altuve was the person who got hurt, and this, and I'm giving this guy.
No, it's fine. Yeah. Prayers up. Ouch.
Yeah, that sucked. And I'm glad to see that. You know, hopefully he'll be all right. But then there was the rain delay. So who here stayed up to watch the game after the rain delay? Raise your hand.
I did.
That's not raising your hand. There you go.
Okay, sorry.
You raise your hand. I did not finish the game because I was like, you know, with the way the Sox have been played lately, if it was like a 20-minute rain delay, I definitely would have watched it. But it was an hour and 38 minutes.
It was definitely too long.
Yeah, it was super long. And the game with that, so the game was 3 hours and 7 minutes with an hour and 38-minute rain delay. So there was fucking no way I was going to be able to make that. I ended up just passing out, trying to stay up. But I was pleasantly surprised when I woke up the next morning and saw that the Red Sox won. I got to put a W on my calendar. There's a lot of L's up there, and it's definitely nice to have that, you know, different, you know, pen movement instead of like, you know, two lines.
It's way more fun letter.
It really is. There was one game I actually went to go draw an L and they won. And I was like, wait a minute. Like if you look at the fucking calendar, you would see, you'd be like, huh, what's this? Is this a new letter?
That really felt like a game like that they haven't won that kind of game all year.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it definitely was awesome.
I was like, I stayed up. I don't know why I did. I was like, kind of, I was doing something else. And I was just like, oh, I guess I'll like, might as well stay awake for the end of this game. Cause I knew how fast those rainstorms were going in and out. I assumed like, I assumed it would be relatively short. And then they like announced that they were going to start the game at like
10:45.
So they said that at like 10 o'clock. So I was like, well, now that I know it's happening, I'm not going to like go to bed. So I stayed awake and I'm so happy I did because that was like, yeah, like you said, we haven't won a game like that where we've, you know, come out of a rain delay tied and just like put together a very coherent rally, good bullpen performance. Wow. Someone saved the game. Oh my God. But best moment was Xander's home run to chance of people saying to re-sign him. I think that's like, that's a turning point moment. Like this fan base is for real about that shit.
Yeah. If they do not re-sign Xander, there's going to be a fucking problem. Like I understand.
There's going to be a fucking problem then.
I understand where the fan base is coming from. I want Xander here. And there's just, we've got to do something. And what are your guys' thoughts about how Pete Abraham said that Xander told him in Texas that he is willing to listen to offers as long as they are fair offers. And Scott Boras basically like shut that shit down.
Fuck. Scott Boras has to realize who's in charge there, right? I mean, it's Xander Bogaerts' career. It's his future. I can't see Pete Abraham, respected guy there, making that shit up. And Scott Boras, if you want to talk to Xander privately about that, but right away, that looks like, you know, like someone who's not listening to their client. Their client says, get me a good fucking deal. If it's fair, I want to be here, right? Don't bother me about the minutia. But if you come at me with a deal that you think I'm going to like, what the hell's the problem?
That's kind of the deal with like Boras, is because he knows that the Red Sox signing Xander, even if it's to a fair deal, is not good for his bullshit bottom line. Like he doesn't get to make his extra buck if Xander goes after a fair deal and not after like a superstar deal for him going to like some small market team who's going to pay him like 35 per.
What do you think keeps him here? The annual average. What do you think it's going to end up being? Do you think it's 30?
What's he making right now?
Yeah. 28 to 30, I think. You know, the longer the deal.
Yeah.
He's 30 now. I would think a 7-year deal, $200 million. Just slightly under 30. I think we'd do it. I think you would take that. With a like a buyout at the end, or like an option with a buyout.
He's making what, like 22 right now?
Do we want it for 7 years?
I don't know. I don't like the way you posed that question.
Okay. I was just asking.
Listen, 4-year deal would be great. Okay.
I think four is like my real sweet. 4-5 would be sick. Just because I don't know, but also I would like 7 and 10.
Ten. Now you're talking Scott.
Because I get excited thinking about Marcelo Meyer. I get excited thinking.
Uh oh.
Uh oh.
I don't know. You know. Sorry.
What happened, Red? Uh oh. What the?
Max Scherzer is walking out the Citi Field mound alongside trainer Joe Galea in the sixth. He's thrown 87 pitches. Appeared to be Scherzer's call to come out of the game.
Yikes.
Bitching out.
Mets will met.
I'm starting to a little bit now.
Matt Scherzer, though. That sucks.
Yeah. It does. How much is he making? Like 40-something million?
The only thing, I think. You know, here's the thing with Marcelo. You You never can predict that.
No, I'm not.
Best prospect, you know, whatever. And Xander can always move, you know, as he That's gets true. Older. Going to third base, going to left field.
Where's Trevor Story going?
Hold on. Why is everybody to you go to left field?
It really everybody. Is. It's my Travis Shaw. Because
Travis Shaw can play second, though.
Here's the problem is, I've seen Manny Ramirez play left field horribly, but still kind of look okay because it's Fenway and it's left field. So if you have a good center fielder.
So you could just fucking hide somebody out in left field.
For 81 games.
Anyone.
You can't.
I honestly, except Hanley Ramirez. That's the only guy you can't hide out there in left field. That's it.
Yeah, but you know what? When they moved him to first base, he was a lot better. He just needed to be in the infield.
But like for real, I think I could handle my own in left field. That's it. Handle my own.
I don't think you could. I don't think you could handle left field at Fenway.
I agree. All right, I agree. Because if you think Odorizzi looked hurt, if you think Odorizzi looked hurt, I would run, pull a muscle, be like, I'm dead. Like, that's it. Because like,
shoot me.
Oh yeah, there's no way. Whatever
the Alex Verdugo fucking jump earlier today, where he almost hit the wall and he caught that. Who was it that hit it? Was it Brantley? I think it was Brantley. Hit the ball and he caught. He like jumped and caught it. Brady, if Brady's out there, he jumps. He's going through the fucking monster.
Dang.
Yeah. Oh, Verdugo had that play yesterday too, where he like ran into the wall and was limping around for a second. I got nervous.
Can we at least acknowledge Matt Barnes again? And then this time, now he had to fucking smirk it off. That's where we're at now. That even he laughs at his shit ass performance. Even he's like, you know what that fucker Brady's been saying about me all along? He's right.
Made me so mad.
Yeah. I saw that picture. And
I've been angrier at him until he was laughing.
I have been.
Else are you gonna fucking do? Like
that? Oh, you can't do that.
Oh,
like the just
you're so fucking bad. You just signed a fucking extension last year. You're getting all this fucking money, and you're not doing anything. You can't close. You can't pitch.
No.
You need to get rid of that fucking stupid necklace. And yep. Who else has that fucking necklace?
Danish has one.
Yeah, get rid of it.
Danish needs to get rid of it before the bad juju rubs off.
Do we want to talk about the Stephen Aoki first pitch?
I love who talked to him. He's like, you want to know how to throw a strike? Don't.
Yeah, getting coached by Matt Barnes on how to throw a first pitch is definitely not the move.
When is my day? What? When is my day? You know, like we try to predict, like, what day is the baby going to be born? What day do I get my DFA? Like, what are we, June 10th?
I don't think he gets DFA'd.
I don't know. Now that they're throwing him in there on Monday.
Mercy kill?
Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, what the fuck are we actually
I thought we were
doing?
Close to, like, I don't know. Because then also he got thrown in a blowout, which I feel like is kind of like a big fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right, Brady, I already know your answer, but let's try to not, you know, be like, I fucking hate Matt Barnes anyway.
Get it.
All right. So question is, and I already know Brady's answer anyways, Brazier or Barnes, which one sucks more?
Matt Barnes. Brazier's had at least glimpses this year.
Yeah, I think in the overall definition of suck, it's going to be Matt Barnes because he's not being paid to suck.
Which one would you shoot to the moon?
They can fit in one seat.
That's the fucking... That checks out. That is a great answer.
They can sit on... Brazier can sit on his lap. We'll buckle him in together. Shoot him to the moon.
You just tell him, like, guys, you're going on a fun ride. They're like, oh, this is great. You know, like, just buckle in.
You're going in the pitching mechanic-o-meter.
Oh, this is great. And they're just like, oh, shit, we were going way too far.
Bye.
And
I would love it.
My father used to say this all the time. You're telling me there's no one better than minor leagues? No one better right now?
We have guys that are better. We know that they are.
Nobody's ready for a chance. No, it's too soon for everybody, right?
Do we see Connor Siebold before June?
Yes.
Who gets DFA'd first, Brad?
That checks out.
Brazier or Brazier. Barnes?
Oh, sorry, I'm not.
I think Barnes does.
When's the day?
I think because hold on, let me check real quick.
My birthday is July 13th, so anything before
July
that
July 12th.
Oh, Mazel Tov! That'd be great.
Hold on, let me take a peek here. So according to,
because you really can't pitch him in any fucking spot. He can't mop up. He can't
don't
do
know
anything.
What happened see, on Monday.
See, here's the thing. Matt Barnes has zero options. Brazier still has an option.
There's an option. Oh, there's an option.
Buy his contract out and send him packing.
Chaim, you could really, you could change the narrative for this offseason right
if
now.
If he eats money, that would be a huge fuck you to the haters.
Do you really think that that would be something like the haters would be like, oh, okay, Chaim does something. As Chaim finally does something, he got rid of Matt Barnes.
If he ate a bad contract, everybody better be kissing his feet. Like that would be, you just don't know anything. If
here's the problem,
appreciate that.
As part of the, I'll say this, guys who are willing to question Chaim Bloom, I'll just say that I would be more moved by eating a contract that he didn't sign, right, than one that he did. I want him to look at old money and go like this, get this shit off my team.
That's cool too.
Yeah,
who?
That's a little more. No, like just being like kicking like Barnes out. Is like he made the move. I mean,
he only signed the extension,
which should have never fucking happened. I was almost done. The fucking nightmare was coming to an end, and then they were like extension.
It was so close.
And he was pitching great. Don't get me wrong. And if you remember at the All-Star game, he didn't pitch that well in the All-Star game.
No, he did not.
And I was like, this is the Matt Barnes I fucking know. And my buddy's like, nah, dude, this guy's he's great this year.
Nah, dude.
Yeah, until my Matthew showed up. Yeah. Fuck him.
You're Matthew.
I want Jose. Fuck him. That's the Matthew I know. I did like Jose Abreu hitting the moonshot, though. That was great. All right. So what are we, now that was game one. We had a shocking come from behind win. It looked like a winning baseball team with like camaraderie and like finding ways to win. It felt good.
Amazing that crowd that stuck out the rain delay that honestly was probably 50% of the reason why they won that game because they fired them up and like I think Xander and someone else said both in their post games that they were like, yeah, we owe that win to that crowd because that was nuts.
So also in the first game, you wanted to talk about it. Trevor Story hit his first home run in front of the Fenway faithful. And it wasn't just a dinky home run. It wasn't a Stantonian home run. It was a fucking
Lansdowner.
Yeah. Story time. Story. What did Stats post? Storyland?
Storyland with like the
yeah
Storyland logo. Very, very good niche Massachusetts meme.
I
just want more of that.
Yeah, you know definitely. I mean?
So good.
I mean,
I think it's a really good sign that both of his home runs are absolute no doubters.
Yeah, like he hit his first one.
He can do it.
He hit his first one in Atlanta to straightaway center.
That was
I like that it was a meaningful homer too. It's not like 11-1.
Both
like,
of them.
Yeah, that's true. So and he got a you know on the trip I think he got like a big knocked in two runs late when it mattered.
Did
so
you guys like the money they threw on him?
I do like the money guns. They have the guns. They have like the gold money guns. There was also a really funny video of Matt Barnes picking the money up off the ground afterwards. That's not a joke.
Because he's a fucking thief.
I'll try to find it. But it's really
he's a goddamn thief. Stealing money.
There's a small clip of him picking all the money up off the ground of the dugout.
They've got the tarp out on the field.
Matt Barnes confirmed janitor. That checks out.
Yeah.
So game two wasn't so good, Brad.
No, game two, we can just say that did not happen. Five pitches in the first inning, zero runs. Looks good from what I heard.
Yeah.
But I was
so excited to watch that game, and then
the second inning happened?
I missed the first inning. I was looking at it on my phone. I was like, oh my God, five pitch first inning? Can't wait to sit down and watch this. And then it was just like terrorizing me.
What
happened in the bottom of the first? Because like Plawecki was probably like, dude, you know what? You're looking so good. Just keep it up. And Evaldi's like, I'm going to change everything.
Like, actually,
and
he's
like,
no.
No, dude. You're doing great. He's like, nope. They're never going to see it coming. I'm going to zig when they think I'm going to zag. And he's like, dude, five
pitches.
They
know you're zagging, dude.
Yeah. He's like, nope. One
Holy
homer.
Shit, dude.
Two homer.
Evaldi threw 39 pitches that game. One and two-thirds
that
inning.
That checks out.
39 pitches, 31 of them were strikes. I gotta see this shit.
The pitch chart was brutal. He was throwing everything inside that strike zone. It was Meatball Factory Central. It was bad. It was hard to believe it was happening. Like it just kept happening, and obviously you don't experience
Holy
that
shit.
Second person to do that in like years.
Raleigh fingers wannabe. Let's go.
It makes no sense. It's bad.
That is fucking terrible. Holy shit.
I don't know if like, because you want them to throw strikes.
Right.
Let's
but
see.
Not down the dick.
And the interesting thing is like, it's his entire arsenal that's getting hit. It's not one pitch. It's everything. So it's hard for me to believe that they're saying that he's not tipping his pitches.
What is the
explanation? Like,
are you suggesting that by chance the Astros are using some tomfoolery?
I would never suggest such a thing.
Get off
that would
that
be
ship, Brady.
Preposterous. No, I said that like 35 times during that inning. I was like, they're doing some shit. My friend was at the game. I was like, get down to the dugout, see if you hear any bangs. I was like, I can't.
Just humor me for a second. If they were, what kind of suspension would be appropriate now the second time getting caught?
Dissolve the team.
Gone, right?
Dissolve the team.
Just they light it
Fuck
all on
you.
Fire.
Hold on. Let's be realistic here. It's Rob Manfred. He's the commissioner. Nothing's going to happen. Nothing would happen. They get a little slap on the wrist again. Be like, no, no, no.
You lose your fourth round pick.
Hmm? Yeah, exactly. and another $5 million.
That'll show him.
That'll show Jim Crane.
Yep. And you make the check out to Robert Manfred. Yep, just spell it the way it sounds.
And yeah, and Tony Clark. Because Tony Clark will be right. He'll be like, yeah, no suspensions.
It's the only thing that Rob and Tony can agree upon. We're splitting that penalty money, right? 50-50. Wow. Okay,
the
so they...
Hold on, hold on. What the fuck is this? Look at
this.
What if the baseball players just like kissed instead of like playing? Well, we do have Nicky Smooches, so
that could
I think
be fun. That could be fun. Maybe a new home run celebration.
Oh, bro, what?
Can you imagine it? Bro.
They all just give each other a kiss on the cheek, just like nah. It's very COVID safe.
bro.
This is what we're gonna do for our home run. We're not doing a cart anymore. We're giving each other kisses.
The team that kisses together sticks together. You know what I mean? I can just.
That's like, I can picture Anthony Rizzo saying that for some reason. That was a very, that seemed like an Anthony Rizzo impersonation.
Speaking
like
of Anthony
guys
Rizzo.
Like Johnny Gomes would just get like intertangled with like guys like Brad. They would just all be like all
Mike
kind of
Napoli.
Fucking. Yeah, you would just be all fucking stuck. They're like, oh, the kiss got him stuck. Oh, they have to stop that. They have to take the field. Oh, those Red Sox, those kissing socks, I'll tell you.
Those kissing socks.
Man, I do not like the looks of this. The Mariners are going yard on the fucking Blue Jays, or did.
Fuck the Blue Jays.
Hmm.
Yeah, but the Mariners.
We play them tomorrow.
Yeah, they're winning 5-1 right now.
Maybe they'll get stuck in Canada.
No, they'll just have to drive.
That'd be great.
No, they won't have to do that. Yeah, they'll just drive.
They would be tired, though.
Okay, they lost two. They've lost two of three, so I'm okay with that.
Did you guys see what that Mariners reliever did at Citi Field? He was like, he used to pitch for the Mets, and he complained about the how they used him, and the fans were booing him. So he was like, "Let's hear it!" You know, the old Hulk Hogan kind of thing. Yeah, Paul Sewald. Paul Sewald is his name, and I think it was like, you know, Sunday maybe he pitched, and they booed the shit out of him. He was like, "I can't hear you."
Yeah, it was wild. I went to the only game that the Mets won out of that series, and they barely eked that out.
Yeah, they're starting to Met.
But that's crazy that they're lighting up Barrios. Oh no, that's not today. That was yesterday. Never mind. I'm looking at the wrong game.
All right, let's talk about today's game. Nick Pivetta fucking shoved. Like, I was disappointed in the fact that Ryan Brady was not posting. He was not in the chat talking shit. He was not. I literally was saying, "Where's Brady? Where's Brady?" Like, Pavetta's fucking shoving and he's being quiet. I do not like this.
Listen,
you had a mother-in-law who was celebrating her birthday.
It was a 70th birthday. I had to be there. Be a good.
She'll have another one.
Another 70th. You know, it was great. We counted by tens. Yeah.
So next year it'll be 70. Yeah. Once it gets past the 75th, it becomes 80.
Okay, we'll do that one. So I don't like to be braggadocious about.
Oh, we're getting fancy with words.
Yeah,
here,
about the love of my life. Okay,
Jenny.
Yeah, her too. You know, like when Nick Pivetta,
Jenny.
That's my girl. But when Nick takes the hill, he was dealing. I don't like jinxing shit. Right when he's doing his thing, just let him do his thing. I didn't think he'd go nine. I love.
Who thought he would go nine?
That's awesome.
It's incredible.
It's great for the pen.
You know what's you know what's awesome?
This is
what I like seeing right here. Like when you look at the box score and then you see that there's only one pitcher.
That's sexy.
That is. And the Astros had to use four.
So, stank.
Yeah.
That's just amazing. I
think the most impressive thing out of his outing today, not that, you know, obviously going the full going complete game, not walking anybody.
Incredible.
It really was. It's fucking.
And he was, you know, working up those 3-2 counts the whole game.
Pivetta had 10 ground outs, 3 fly outs, and he struck out 8. He threw 112 pitches and 78 for strikes.
That checks out.
His Vegas line was 4 strikeouts today. That is disrespectful.
Batters faced 29.
Hot.
2 hits.
Dude.
Amazing.
Who, like, so be honest here. Brady, when you saw that he gave up the home run to Altuve, what were your thoughts?
I was like, fuck, here we go again, just like yesterday. I thought we were going to have another like short start. Didn't feel good. Thought like, now we're coming back. Yo, we can't have nice things this year kind of thing. I really thought this guy was falling. Not going to lie.
It was like mild. It was kind of traumatizing because you see that happen and your mind instantly goes to the previous day. It's hard not to, especially like it being a monster home run. Which I felt like that was pretty much all of those yesterday. Like, I think at least 3 of them in that 5 home run inning were all over the monster. And so you saw it go up there and you're like, cool. Yeah, it's going to be that kind of game. And then he gives up one other hit.
You know, the one thing that we didn't talk about yesterday's or last night's game. How about the guy on the monster who got 2 home runs?
Oh, yeah.
The same inning.
It's insane.
So,
good for him.
All right. Hold on one sec. I want to matchups. Here we go. Nikki. All right.
I think it was big tonight for the Sox. A run early and put a crooked number up right away in the bottom of the first. Kind of takes the pressure off Pivetta. pitching with a lead, and then I think allowed him to settle in. And that we haven't seen the offense really respond that way all year. So it a lot of encouraging things.
So the thing that sucked for me with the first with him facing Altuve, it was 10 pitches. It was a 10 pitch at bat. I knew something bad was going to happen. I knew right away. Starts off slider for a ball, knuckle curve, ball, four-seam strike, four-seam swing and strike. He's sitting around 93, 94. He goes knuckle curve again, fouls off, four-seam ball, four-seam foul, slider, foul, four-seam foul. And then the 10th pitch was a four-seam, which the exit velocity was 102. But the thing that like makes me laugh is the expected batting average off that was 390.
Whoa. I just said, whoa.
Yeah. So that was 390. And then Yordan hit a ball that went 392 feet with an expected batting average of 880. It was a flyout. How crazy is that shit? But Pavetta did his fucking thing. He laid his dick down on the fucking Astros. Mm-hmm. I'm super fucking happy about that. Now when a pitcher pitches like really, really good, what are your thoughts about like the next game? Because I don't ever really hear of like a guy having a really good game. Like this one, he threw 112 pitches, someone throwing 112 pitches in the next game, they're going to shove. I'm not saying it won't happen for Pavetta, because he did have a good game his last outing as well. But thoughts?
I mean, I don't think we can expect him to go nine.
I'm not expecting anybody to go fucking nine.
I think if we can, I think this makes him more than capable to expect seven, or at least six from him.
I want every six. Time. I at least want six next game.
He's in a groove, and I think that. I think he, you know, he's kind of ready to keep it moving. And I think, you know, I love the lack of walks. That to me is so big.
So huge.
Attack the zone. His stuff plays so well. Like, it's just attack the zone. And, I think for sure I agree. Six innings, let's go.
Pavetta had 19 swinging misses.
He has ridiculous stuff.
And you know, he did not have any of the top five top pitch velocity in that game.
Wow.
He had zero. You had Stanek for three of them and then Abreu for two of them.
Well, don't need
Hey, Brad, can I share with you something I just saw interesting?
Sure, go ahead.
So Brian Bello, I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name, got called up to AAA in his first start tonight.
10 strikeouts.
10 strikeouts over five innings on only 70 pitches.
Insane.
And he said, I read an article that he wants to be better than Pedro. Now, I don't even think it's rude or disrespectful, you know, at all. But I love for him to pitch as well as he did in AA and then get promoted and make that kind of splash right away. That's, to me, that's eye opening. That doesn't mean calling the boss and nothing like that. But that's a really good sign.
Yeah.
I mean, that's attractive.
Love to see it.
Mm-hmm.
End of the summer.
Oh, wow. They had a Jaron Duran bobblehead giveaway today.
Oh, wow.
Bello shoved.
I'm ready for the Duran experience again. I don't know how, where, when, why. That's not for me to figure out, but I'm ready.
I'm going to talk about the actual Red Sox, not the Worcester Red Sox. Devers, did we think that he was going to be going for a cycle? He had the triple. He had the double. And that was in the first three innings.
He doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that gives a shit about that.
I don't think he does, but
I think he just wants to hit the ball and
get paid money.
Yeah. But
does
like
he know what a cycle is?
I don't think so.
He might not. They might not have told him about that one yet.
home runs. How many triples does fucking Rafi have in his lifetime?
Not a lot. Let me see.
Yeah, I can't imagine he has a lot.
Getting there.
Yep, I'm here. Triples. He has 6
in his career.
No, yeah, he had 7, yeah. Brad, after tonight. 7.
Yeah, you're right, because they didn't update today. So he had 4 in 2019.
Okay. We're trending upwards. We're going to have a 5 triple season for Rafi Devers. Book it.
The way that ball like bounced off the bottom of the wall was just hilarious.
Triples
like,
are just hard to hit.
Yeah, it definitely like, is, especially when you're especially big now like Devers, too. And
in Fenway, that's impossible.
Triangle
is pretty much, yeah, because you can't hit it off the wall because that's a single.
Right. You think it's like they misplay the ball.
Triangle with like a weak center fielder and then...
Or off the ladder.
A windy day.
Off the ladder. I definitely want to see a ball hit off the ladder.
That'd be great.
That'd be cool.
Not against us, though. I'd like someone on the Red Sox to hit the ladder. I think JBJ was the last one to do it.
All right. He's going to be the next one to do it.
I'd like to see JD do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, did his hit streak break?
He didn't get a hit today, so.
Damn.
It's at 18.
RIP to JD's hit streak.
Start a new one tomorrow.
Start one. Mm-hmm. New one starts tomorrow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for 19. It's all right.
That's right.
Well, do it. All right. Do we That's have anything great. Else that we want to talk about with this series besides the fact that Pivetta shoved?
Oh, I got my sandwich. Win, loss, win. I got my.
You were like, "What the fuck are you talking
like,
about?"
Sandwich. Like, you're not eating a sandwich.
I got my sandwich.
I got my sandwich.
I didn't know you were hungry.
I asked for it and I got it. So that rules.
Fucking just sitting there. Fucking
love to win a series.
Out of us. Yeah, we have the chance to win. Hopefully, we can win this next series coming up. We are facing the Seattle Mariners. We have, according to FanGraphs. So, according to FanGraphs, we have Rich Hill for the Red Sox going against George Kirby.
Love
actually,
that.
Yep. We get to see Mr. Paint His Pants On, Robbie Ray, go against Michael Wacha. This guy just seems like it's a made-up name. Chris Flexon.
Oh, ex-Met. Yep.
Flexon, yeah.
Yeah.
He's actually pretty sick.
Yeah, good. I've never seen him before. So, versus Garrett Whitlock. And then we have Logan Gilbert versus Nathan Eovaldi. What are our thoughts? And what do you think? What do you think the Sox are going to do? How many wins? How many losses?
They're winning the series 3 out of 4.
Yeah, I like 3 out of 4. Logan Gilbert's the only one of those pitchers that remotely scares me.
I'm going for a sweep.
Robbie Ray doesn't scare me. I learned that Robbie Ray's not vaccinated and he doesn't scare me anymore.
Robbie Ray scares me now more.
Is that the reason why he's not with Toronto?
You know that they did like a whole like roundabout thing in order to not have to put him on like the COVID restricted list. They pitched him the day before they played because you can't go on the restricted list if you just pitched.
That's confusing process.
Very confusing process. So. And he was allowed to play last year because he was because
they didn't have
a Canadian resident.
Way to go. Wow. So yeah, Brad, you're going sweep though, right? I mean,
yeah, maybe sweep. Fuck you, Logan Gilbert.
Yeah, I'm going sweep. I'm
fuck
I'm,
Logan
I think,
Gilbert.
Right? Yeah, fuck you, Logan Gilbert. Mm-hmm. I don't know who the fuck you are.
I don't
fuck
like
you,
him
Chris
at all.
Flexon.
He's a real
you,
person,
dude. Fuck. I hope Eck is calling the game on Saturday. Or Friday, because Robbie Ray, he will talk so much shit about
his
pants.
Talk a lot of shit about the pants. I do like the pants, but I look forward to hearing Eck, as always, talk shit about him.
And fuck you, George Kirby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that is the, what is he, like a dishwasher or a repairman? Like, ladies and gentlemen, George Kirby.
He's got a .9 ERA.
I think he's part owner. I can speak fucking English here. Owner of the Kirby fucking vacuums.
Oh, because he sucks. But
exactly. Exactly.
His last start against the Mets was 4 innings pitched, 3 hits, 1 earned run, and 1 strikeout. So
4 innings for Kirby?
Yeah.
Feast off that shit. I want it.
Let's go to lunch. All.
Go Mario on that ass.
Mm-hmm.
On Dick Mountain Day too. Let's go.
Oh, Dick shove. How many days did Dick Mountain go last time? Like, he was just like,
didn't he go
six? That's like a complete game.
That's a complete game.
I love it. It's so good that the pen didn't really pitch last night because, well, Evaldi didn't give him a chance. Like, and then tonight Pavetta said, hey,
don't worry about it, guys.
Right. So you
free day of rest for all of you. Right.
So they can, if Dick Mountain gave you 5 strong, then you go like this. All right, boys, let's turn over. Yo, so we have like 3 relievers that we trust. You know what I mean? We got 3. Good shit. Yep.
Hey, Brady.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, I'm with you. I don't know where you're going, but I'm with you.
Who in the Red Sox has the highest ERA?
Is it Matthew?
Oh, of course.
Matthew Bonds? Cutter Crawford had him for a while, though. No,
it's got to be like 9.
Because you know I was waiting for
higher than 9? 11? Oh, lower than 9.
There's a convenience store.
7.11 ERA.
7-11. Yeah, but what's Cutter Crawford?
He's not on the team, is he?
Yeah, he is. Never use him anymore. He's just...
No, he got sent back down, dude.
Yeah, he got...
Yeah, he got sent down on the 14th.
Okay, so statistically speaking right now, Matt Barnes.
It's Barnes. Hold on. I'll pull up Cutter Crawford.
Numbers are just showing what I've known all along. You know what I mean? Like, it's nice to see, you know, empirical data go through and kind of substantiate my stance.
Let me see what Cutter Crawford.
I'm just saying I've been ahead of this curve a long time.
Cutter Crawford's ERA is sitting at 8.44, and last year's was 22.5.
That might be
Crawford experience. In fairness, last year I think he was a mop-up guy. He pitched 2 innings, gave up 5 hits, 5 runs.
What was he this year, Brad?
Mop-up guy, but yeah. He pitched 10 2/3 this time, 15 hits, 11 runs, 10 earned, 2 home runs, 8 walks. Holy shit.
Knuckleball time. Learn it. Let's go.
Might as well.
Yeah, Cutter. I want Cutter Crawford to not throw a cutter. You know what I mean? Just drop all it. Knuckleball. Yep. Go back.
He learned. That's like good enough, but like you don't need to continue to prove yourself there.
Yeah.
All right. We're so good. Before we end up going, I want to get everybody's MVP for this series. Oh. And then I want to just shut up, Brady. And then I want to get a prediction on who's going to shove and who's going to hit for the next series. Brady, MVP for this series. I think we're all on the same page for this one.
Oh, okay. Should we all say it at the same time?
3, 2, 1. Pavetta.
I was going to say Nick Pavetta, and then I heard everyone say it, so I was like, oh, Nick Pavetta.
Yeah,
my boyfriend.
Pavetta was our MVP for this series. Who do you think is going to have a good series offensively, defensively, and pitching?
Trevor Story.
I want Trevor Story to light the fuck up on George Kirby.
I think... I think Trevor Story is going to have 4 strikeouts during the entire series.
Total? Oh, nice.
Oh, that's not
love
bad.
That. Yep. Love that.
I'm probably going to be extremely wrong on this.
Raffy hit streak, I think, will be sustained over 4 games easily.
He's going to have a day off, I think.
Well, that doesn't count for the hit streak.
No, we don't like that.
fair enough.
I'm bullish on Story. Made a great play in the field the other night. Looked great. His bat's looking a little truer. Like, so I'm big on Story having a big series.
I want – this might be overambitious. I don't know how good the Mariners' bullpen is, but I want a Franchi bomb off the Mariners' bullpen.
That's nice.
I want Franchi to hit a fucking bomb past the red seat.
He can do it. He's had some insanely long outs.
How far is that fucking
in
red
the last
seat?
Couple like, games?
Seriously. I gotta take Christian Vasquez is gonna hit a home run in the series.
Let's break two.
Like
I would love that. I would love that. Christian Vasquez walk off, maybe.
Franchi, it has been recorded that Franchi has hit a 578-foot home run before in the minors though.
I believe it. With it a metal bat?
I don't think it was a metal bat.
Corked.
I don't care if it was metal or not. That's a feat in itself. The red seat is 502 feet away. It says the Red Sox later measured the distance to the red seat and determined it was 502 feet. Is this from the actual? Yeah. So it's from home plate. So 502 feet. I think Franchi is going to fucking make everybody talk.
Franchi.
Yeah. Imagine if Franchi hits one and fucking David Ortiz never did. Franchi's like, bitch.
Big Poppy comes out of retirement just to be like, nah.
He's like, I actually need to.
Did you guys see his fucking video at the Baseball Hall of Fame? It's like an 18-minute video.
Oh, it's awesome.
It is so awesome. If you haven't seen it, Brady,
no,
check it out.
I might try to get up to Cooperstown for that because I'm like, I'm too close to not go. It feels insane to not go.
Same. Brady, are we going to?
Yeah, that's kind of, right? I'm like, give me enough coffee, right? And let's just do this shit.
It's July 24th, so it's right around your birthday.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah,
brother. I think it's a Sunday too, right?
It's going to be hot and muggy. A lot of mosquitoes. July, a lot of mosquitoes. 24.
Yeah, that's a Sunday.
I did look into some vacation rental by owner kind of spots up there. It was crazy. It was crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Parking up there is going to be a bitch.
We're just going to have to find like the next town over and then just take an Uber. That's it. Just park at like
yeah,
local grocery store and just be like, we're just going to leave our car here if that's cool. With the other thousands of other people that thought the exact same thing.
You know what? There's a fucking lake there. Maybe we could just park, you know.
We're swimming? We're fucking.
No, we could take a
one boat. If by land, two if by air, three if by sea. Like, what the fuck? We're storming the beaches of Cooperstown. That's what you're saying. I like it.
I'm down with it. I'm down for it.
That'd be great, man. Like, not for nothing.
It would probably end up costing us like $200 just to drive up there and back.
Gas prices alone. It'll be like 8:35 at that time. It'll be like, fuck, we gotta go.
Fuck you. With the fucking prices of gas right now, I'll probably never be able to go to another baseball game.
It's not funny, but it's kind of funny, but it's not funny.
It's not funny, but it's also kind of funny.
Yeah,
but it's definitely funny, not
but not.
We gotta laugh
way.
At the pain, right?
Cause the other day I was filling my car. And it stopped filling up because it stopped at $75. Like, you have to re-swipe your card. I'm like, I'm not even half full yet. Like, my truck, like,
wait, what? That's a real thing?
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's like, what insane. The fuck? And the guy was like, after 75, you got to swipe again. I'm like, this is
guys, Socks and Two is on.
Socks and Two, they barely played 2 hours. Like, what are they cutting out? Like, 4 minutes? Like,
they're cutting out all of Luis Garcia's.
They're just cutting out the whole lineup. That'll save 38 minutes.
Fuck him.
This is like the first time I've ever like saw Socks and Two. It was like, oh my God, I'm excited.
You know what's weird? They blocked that out for me.
Socks and Two?
I don't know like who to call about that, but like that's bullshit.
You get Nesson, but you
sure
can't get Socks and Two.
They say, nope, you had your shot. Now you're done, Mr. Brady. And I'm like, okay.
That does not check out.
They made their point. You know what I mean? So, all right. It's their world. I'm just living in it. So, okay. So that's the plan. We're going up. We're going to park like an hour and a half away.
Well, let's fucking figure this shit out. We've got We've got 2 months to figure this out.
It's easy. Maybe,
let's get a listener to like win a prize who can drop us off, right? And your prize is you get to hang out with us.
Okay, I'm looking at the map. We can stay in Cat Town. Which is Cat Town? It's like.
What Hall of Fame is there?
Here's a real question.
It's an eight minute drive from Cooperstown.
You think we'd be the only ones to fucking park in Catstown?
Wait, because now I'm slightly more curious to know all about Cattown.
So maybe we just explore Cattown for the weekend.
That I could definitely fuck the I could get lost in Cattown. You're like, what happened? Be like, goddamn Cattown.
There's not much in Cattown. I can tell you that from looking at a map. There's a Veterinary Associates, and that's all I can see.
There's a Bennett Motor Sales. There's a Fly Creek Cedar Mill.
We can go see the sites.
Yeah.
You know how many ticks we'll get up there? Like, do you have any clue the number of ticks that Brad's going to get lost in his fucking beard? He's going to be not like a beekeeper, but like a tick keeper. Like, I can just see that. What the fuck?
So, question for you. Have you guys been to Cooperstown before?
No. This is a good first time for me to
really?
Come, I feel like.
So, the last time I went was during COVID, and it fucking sucked. The first time I went with my old foster father, my brother, and my nephew, and all three of them are Yankee fans. So, like, my nephew, who was, I think, 9 at the time, he was like, hey, Uncle Brad, why did the Yankees have 27 rings? I was like, hey, Anthony, why is it that the Yankees haven't won a World Series since you were born? Like, little shit.
I love you taking the higher ground. I love it.
I want to go. I think it's what a better time for my first time than seeing Poppy whatever the fuck he's gonna say. That's gonna be awesome.
So when we went up, like when you go through, right, there's like an Amish town. Like the way that we went, there's like an Amish town up there, right? And we saw a guy fucking mowing his lawn with his horses. There was 3 horses, and my foster father, funniest fucking thing he said, it threw me completely off guard. He was like, how powerful do you think that is? And I was like, I don't know. He was like 3 horsepower. Like, that was a fucking dad joke and a half.
I knew it was coming, and I loved it. That was good. It was really good.
Because you like dad jokes. You're a human being.
Yeah. Dude, I just want to see, like, can we get, like, Cattown t-shirts? Is that a thing?
Can we just make some Cattown t-shirts?
Sure can. Pesky Report invades Cattown.
Wow.
Is that
on the back or some shit?
They have like the Pussycat Hall of Fame. Got it, like Cattown? No. Wow. Okay.
Meow, meow, meow. Mm-hmm.
I feel like Cattown is definitely on the list of things to do.
How many times have you been to Cooperstown, Brady?
Just once. Went with my father about a year before he passed. So I'm really glad.
That's awesome.
It was like the thing we always said we would do and just never did. And like right before he passed, he was like, nah, we're going. So I'm really glad we did. I was a little bummed at how much history was like a ton up to like 1970. And then from 1970 to now, like they're like, that's all you get of that. Right. Of like all the stuff that really... Like, I love the old history, too. Don't get me wrong. But it was, like, from 1910 to 1970, it's, like, 85% that. And from 1970 forward, it was, like, we ran out of space. So just squeeze the rest.
You know what my favorite part is of the Hall of Fame?
I bet you it was mine. Same one.
What was yours?
Is it the stuff where they had one for all 30 teams, and they had, like, little mementos in each of...
Lockers?
Yes.
Okay, so no, that wasn't it. I did like it, but that wasn't my favorite. My favorite part is the fact that they had Eddie Goodell's picture in there. You have no idea who Eddie Goodell is, do you?
George Goodell's son.
You know who Eddie Goodell is, Doink?
I do not.
Edward Carl Goodell was the smallest player to appear in a Major League Baseball game. He was 3 feet 7 inches tall. He made one plate appearance for the St. Louis Browns. Oh. And the story goes, that he was, it was the, I believe it was the second game of a doubleheader. He went up to bat, and when the owner told him he was going to bat, he said, if you swing, I have a sniper on the roof, or I have a sniper and he will shoot you if you swing. So he wasn't, he was not to take a swing. He walked, he got on base. They pulled him out for a pinch runner.
Wow.
It's like one of my favorite stories that I found out during the 2020 COVID season.
That's wild.
Yep.
Definitely should. That's a, good for him for being in the Hall of Fame for that.
He's not technically in the Hall of Fame.
They just got his picture.
But he, yeah, there's this guy who's the tallest player to ever play from the in MLB. And he's, then they had the shortest. He's
physically in the Hall of Fame. So.
There's a cardboard cutout up. And, yeah, it's true. I mean, Curt Schilling's also in the Hall of Fame, too.
It sure is.
Sort of, not really, because they won't let him in. But
well,
he doesn't want to let himself in. We don't have to.
So okay, Cat Town, book it. Let's go. Flex. We're gonna flex. I'm flexing. Got it. Checks out.
All right. Sweet George. Socks. Sweet kid.
George Kirby, go fuck yourself.
Mariners, go fuck yourself.
Who's their manager? Who the fuck is their manager? Don't look it up. No, make some shit up. Is it Don? I can't even. Is it Don Wakaza? What's his name?
I have no idea.
If it's Don Watts or something, say it like you mean it. Don't you say it loud, say it proud. Let's go. Brad, it shouldn't. Come on.
I don't even fucking know.
How can you not Google that? Come on.
It's Scott Servais.
Scott Servais. Yes.
Service. He's going to service the Red Sox.
Oh, delightful. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
We really could use a
good servicing.
Oh, absolutely. Listen.
I think we could use a good sweep.
Are we 16-21? Is that what are we at? 16-22? What are we? Because if we sweep, we're sniffing 500.
Are we 16-22?
Are we not?
I think we're 15.
No, sir. That's you are an attractive man, sir.
We are 15-22.
We are 15-22. Just like Jesus I thought.
Fuck. Tomorrow we will be 16-22.
All right.
And then on Friday we will be 17-22.
Then we're only three out. Then we sweep again. We're 500 before Memorial Day. Let's fucking go.
Let's
easy.
Fucking.
I know.
I mean, we are playing. Who are we playing? Oh, we're playing Chicago, the White Sox. On Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So that'll be the next time we are on. We will be talking about the Chicago White Sox.
Drunken manager.
Oh, dude. I want to see him fall asleep while he's at the, while he's there. Like someone take a fucking, like get a video of him and he's just like.
Did you watch the video of him all drunk in the car? Did you ever see that?
No.
That's fun.
I met him.
He's like, do you know who I am?
Oh like, yeah, I saw that. I ended up I met him down in Florida in spring training. I saw Dombrowski. I took a picture with him. I didn't realize that Tony was behind us. And then after I looked at the picture, I saw that Tony was behind us. And I went up to him and I was like, "Hey!" And he was just like,
"Hey."
He's great. All right. We have anything else that we'd like to talk about before we end the episode?
Hot streak started yesterday. 2 days ago.
Nice. Let's
go.
Let's go. Story.
Franchi gonna hit a fucking bomb over the Red Sea. We're gonna have Christian Vasquez. He's gonna hit two homers. Who's gonna shove this series for pitching?
All of the above.
Everybody, even Nate Matt Barnes. Are we gonna say that Matt Barnes is gonna shove? No,
I would like to not see him pitch at all.
I think Matt Barnes doesn't see any games this series.
Ideally, that's a win.
Schreiber's gonna show up a lot. He's gonna look really good. Yeah,
he's nice and rested.
Yep, bullish. Let's go pick it up.
Thanks for watching. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Twitter,
and Facebook at Pesky Report. Make sure to like, subscribe, and leave a review.
Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.